This is a history and physical for Mr. Nathaniel Sasser, NathanielSasser, date of service is 12/15/2022. Patient returns for a follow-up visit and an injection to his left knee. He reports that his pain in the lower back and the left knee and the neck is quite worse. He was involved in two accidents. First was on 6/26/2022 and second was on 6/7/2022. In the first accident, he underwent amputation of the left leg on 6/27/2022. The patient has been suffering from phantom pain, and then in the second accident, he had a fracture of the fibula, undisplaced. This that is causing him consistent pain, and he has been on pain medications, and these pains are continuous as throbbing, shooting, stem pains. They vary from 6 to 10 and are affecting his lifestyle, and ADLs are affected 10. The location of the pain is in the neck, which is 7, mid-back pain 7, lower back pain is 10. Pain is radiating to the left buttock and also in the left knee, especially due to the fracture of the fibula. The X-rays and MRIs are present in the record. The MRI shows a vertical undisplaced healing fracture in the anterior aspect of the proximal end of the fibula. Involving the possible articular surface, there is a mild adjacent bone marrow edema. He is using prosthesis, which also increases his pain, and it hits into the fracture element. So the pain is worsened on walking. He can walk up to half a block, but he can sit and stand okay. Sleep is 2 to 3 hours. Patient is advised an injection into the left knee at the suprapatellar tendon, which is also tender, and at the fibula, fracture fibula. The pain level remains 7 to 8, and he has headaches along with nightmares, ringing in the ear, and spots in the vision. And he had a BKA left knee amputation. His caudal stump is tender, according to him. There's a total muscle spasm in the back. The radiation of pain is to the left buttock and left back thigh, and as well as the dermatal fascia from the lower back. He's disabled, and he's seeing a neurology primary care physician as well as orthopedic surgeon. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 140 over 80, pulse is 99, pulse is 82, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam is from previous visit of 11/30/2022, dictation number 1204-015. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to give an injection to the left knee area, left suprapatellar tendon area, and also into the fibula area where the maximum pain is planned. Besides that, patient provided pain medication for relief with the Percocet, 10 milligram 325 with 12 hours, 15 days, 30 tablets. And physical therapy continues for 2 times a week with traction massage. He's been referred for a laser treatment also. And a fracture healing equipment will be obtained for him. He's disabled for work, housework, and transportation. The procedure that is being done is intra-articular injection of the left knee, injection of the suprapatellar tendon, and at the fracture of the left fibula, upper end. The procedures are indicated based on the history of the severe pain, which is unreleased by physical therapy, and topical pain relievers. and the MRI that is positive, which shows vertical undisplaced healing fracture in the anterior aspect of the proximal end of the fibula, involving possible articular surface with an adjacent marrow edema. The patient is using prosthesis, and the undersurface of the prosthesis is quite painful. The procedure for intra-articular injection of left knee is done as per protocol. Injection of the suprapatellar tendon is done as follows. After marking the area of suprapatellar tendon, the most tender region, the area was cleaned with betadine and injected with 3 cc syringe under ethyl chloride, and entire needle was withdrawn with dexamethasone and morphine was injected, and a band-aid was applied. At the area of the fracture of the left fibula, pointed out by the patient, another injection was attempted using 3 cc syringe with dexamethasone and morphine. The injection was carried out successfully. The patient reported 80% pain relief in the area. Band-aid was applied. That will be the end of dictation. Thank you very much.